Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You have found it, my friends, the front lines in the information war. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have completely wide open phones for the full 4 hours today. Dr. Leonard Horowitz is joining us coming up in an hour and a half. Headline up at PrisonPlanet.com via Federal Jack. Lynn Horowitz files pandemic charges with the FBI in New York City. That's right. Dr. Lynn Horowitz is saying that drug industry investigators have uncovered documents exposing an international drug ring operating from New York City that is behind the H1N1 swine flu fright and vaccination preparations. Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz and Sherry Kane, investigative journalists, have released evidence in legal affidavit that leaders of a private global biotechnology trust are behind the pandemic flu, including its origin and alleged prevention via vaccinations. Their documents being sent by attorneys to FBI this week. Evidence industrialists are preparing a crime ring within the Partnership for New York City, PNYC, and are behind the pandemic's creation media brainwashing, vaccination preparations, and health official promotions. David Rockefeller's trust that engages several powerful partners on Wall Street, including media moguls Rupert Murdoch, Morton Zuckerman, Thomas Glocer, and the former chairman of the board of directors of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, are implicated in advancing global genocide, Dr. Horowitz wrote to FBI directors. I need Paul Watson and Steve Watson and Kurt Nemo and everybody to do their own breakdowns on this report. But Dr. Lynn Horowitz is joining us coming up in an hour and a half. You know what's so frightening about all this? Dr. Horowitz sometimes, at the time, what he covers sounds wild. But then, in every case I've seen, it turns out to be accurate. Remember, before the anthrax attacks were launched, even before 9/11, he was saying that the government was going to launch an anthrax attack. And he got visited by the FBI asking if he was behind it a few weeks after 9/11 because he was on record sending letters to the government saying that elements of the biotechnology companies are going to be mailing anthrax. And he knew that by different pieces of info he saw in the medical journals, different reports from the media. He could see them preparing the public for it. And now here he is, an internationally renowned Harvard-educated doctor, coming out and naming names. So we know the Rockefellers pioneered eugenics, even for Hitler. We know that they have engineered so much. We know they had that secret meeting. What was the London Guardian headline? Also, Times of London had a similar headline. Rich have secret meeting in New York. Call for global government. We'll see if we can find that. In fact, in our computer system, we even have the ABC news report on that. But we'll be covering all of that coming up a little bit later in the show, in this important radio broadcast. We also have Andrew Einhorn on, talking about all over the country, the feds paying with federal grants for the states to take blood without warrants at checkpoints. Just absolute end to the Fourth Amendment. And we're going to open the phones up on any subject you wish to discuss, including Newsweek's cover story, The Case for Killing Granny, curbing excessive end-of-life care is good for America. Eugenics being openly pushed. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Remember this story back on May 24th, the Times of London? ABC News carried it in the U.S., but didn't tell anyone the details of the secret meeting. But speaking to the Rockefeller Foundation, the Times of London discovered, headline, Billionaire Club in Bid to Curb Overpopulation. America's richest people met to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat, humanity. And at the end, they said, we don't want people to think we're an alternative world government. A little word trick, because there is a world government. And that was a little snide comment, because this was going on the week before the Bilderberg Group meeting. Ted Turner, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, Bill and Melinda Gates, the list went on. And at the end of the story, they say, this is something so nightmarish that everyone in this group agreed it needs big brain answers, said one guest. They need to be an independent of government agencies. We are able to head off a disaster we all see looming. Why all the secrecy? They wanted to speak rich to rich without worrying about, they said, would end up in the newspapers, painting them as an alternative world government, he said. They have quotes from the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation here telling you it was about curbing world population. And then you see headlines like this one in Newsweek, is your baby racist due to their carbon footprint? That was 2 weeks ago. This week's issue, the case for killing Granny, curbing excessive end-of-life care is good for America, by Evan Thomas. Another sickening article, also a cover story. I was a teenage death panelist. Very, very sick. Now, you dovetail that with this article up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com from the good folks in Florida at Federal Jack. Lynn Horowitz files pandemic charges with FBI in New York City. He's coming up. Friends, the substance of the message below on a false flag H1N1 flu pandemic has widely discussed on the net for months, but the message indicates the first serious U.S. legal action I have seen on it. I have, with the help of many, been tracking this issue and its effects in the states and localities, anticipating the need to file injunctive lawsuits via, this is from Horowitz, any governments taking steps to compel vaccination. It is presumed by Dr. Horowitz and others that government will attempt to compel vaccination of H1N1 virus vaccine, which is not possible under current law, especially U.S. Constitution, state constitution laws, for many First Amendment and related privacy and civil rights reasons. Well, it's more than that. It's state laws state that you can't compel someone to take something into their body, but they've been trying to eat away at that. But they do have executive orders they claim override under emergency edicts and continuity of government that. Continuing. Drug industry investigators have uncovered documents exposing an international drug ring operating from New York City is behind the H1N1 swine flu fright and vaccination preparations. Dr. Lynn G. Horowitz and Sherry Kane, an investigative journalist, have released evidence in legal affidavits that leaders of a private global biotechnology trust are behind the pandemic flu, including its origin and alleged prevention via vaccinations. Their documents being sent by attorneys to the FBI this week. Evidence industrialists are operating a crime ring within the Partnership for New York City, PNYC. And are behind the pandemic's creation, vaccination programs, and health official promotions. David Rockefeller's trust that engages several powerful partners on Wall Street, including media mogul Rupert Murdoch, Morton Zuckerman, Thomas Glocer, and former chairman of the board of directors of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, Jerry Speier, are implicated in advancing global genocide, Dr. Horowitz wrote to the FBI directors. This partnership controls biotechnology research and development globally. Health Commerce International is also controlled virtually entirely by this trust that also exercises near complete control over mainstream media to promote, propagandize its products and services for the drug cartels, organized crime, Horowitz continued to say. This trust, in essence, makes or breaks medical and natural healing markets primarily through the mass media companies and propaganda it wields for social engineering and market building, Dr. Horowitz wrote. Dr. Horowitz has a lot of courage, folks. We need to be praying for him and this investigative journalist that he is working with, Sherry Kane. By the way, go ahead and tell Dew, please, to call Horowitz, and let's go ahead and get Sherry Kane on in the fourth hour after Horowitz leaves us. Sherry Kane in the fourth hour. Let's go for that, if not tomorrow. You guys got me on that one? Awesome. Continuing, among the revelations from the Horowitz-Kane research are those linking Larry Silverstein of Silverstein Properties, Inc. and the 9/11 terror attacks to the drug cartels' geopolitical, economic, and population reduction activities. Mr. Silverstein, leaser of the World Trade Center, who authorized to have Building 7 pulled, is a chief suspect in the 911 Truth investigation. Silverstein is currently landlord and co-partner in the Biotechnology Trust, founded by David Rockefeller and implicated by these new discoveries. Given the unprecedented nature and urgency of these findings, Dr. Horowitz has posted his affidavit for public view at fluscam.com. We have that posted up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. hoping widespread dissemination will prompt governments worldwide to cease mass vaccinations preparations to avoid becoming accessories. This time I contacted the FBI. I warned them about the impending anthrax attacks. Again, this is Horowitz, and he's on record. I covered this at the time. Last time I contacted the FBI, I warned them about the impending anthrax attacks 1 week before the first mailings were announced in the press, after Horowitz recalled. It took them 6 months to respond. When they did, they made me a suspect in the mailings. This time I am writing the Justice Department a month before the deadliest genocide in history. I'm praying they'll take kindly to my appeal for the PNYC investigation. The court ordered an injunction to stop the vaccinations for public protection. This man has unprecedented courage. And unfortunately, he has an amazing track record of being right. I wish he was wrong. Dude, come on in, brother. Come on in. Things are moving quickly here, and I was up here till 2 in the morning working on Fall of the Republic. That's why I got in late this morning. So we're doing some battle planning here on air. I want you to go ahead. I know we're going. I know we got Horowitz on at 12:30 in an hour and 15 minutes. I know we have another guest coming up after him. This is so important. We may need to look at that, because I know Horowitz can stay longer. We may need to look at moving that other guest. If he can't do it, I don't know what we're going to do, because I may have to cancel that other guest or move him. This is too important. I also want to get his partner, this investigative journalist, on separately in the fourth hour or separately tomorrow, because this is important, Rob. Horowitz, as he points out at the end of this article, he predicted months and months and months before the anthrax, memory serves, it was 2 months. You can pull up his original press release. And then it took him 4 months after the attacks of October to then come to his house and accuse him of doing it. You know, how did you know this? And he explained it all and gave him the names. And then it later came out in investigations that his links were correct. We're going to ask Horowitz today how he knows this, how he does this. I know he said he has sources and can look at the propaganda and can also track where it comes from. And he's really a smart guy. But I'm hoping he's wrong here. I mean, we know that Baxter with the weaponized bird flu, mixing it with vaccines, that got caught by the grace of God. London Telegraph reported on that. We know all this is going on, but I mean, I have really been disturbed the last week or so concerning the flu, as everybody knows. I can hardly sleep last night, and I think we're on the verge of something really big. And whether it's something big with him launching an attack, or whether Horowitz is completely correct or partially correct on this, and we may be on the verge of stopping all of this. So also call Kurt. I know we have most of these posted, but I want to post the original in case his site goes down. The original at fluscam.com, the original affidavit that he's put out. So please call Kurt and have him post that at InfoWars.com. Top story, just the affidavit itself. I need everybody to go on this full time. I know I saw this yesterday and barely mentioned it on air because I'm so focused on Fall of the Republic. But again, we're just wargaming this out right now live for everybody here on air. So launch on that as fast as you can, okay? Thank you so much. Oh, in fact, I'm just going to make the decision right now. Horowitz said he could do more than 30 minutes, but we have that other guest at 1. Let's go Horowitz, but just nail it down before we move the other guest or cancel him. Einhorn, go ahead and have him 12:30 to 1:30 instead of 12:30 to 1, and then make sure that we can do that with him. Then we'll move Einhorn, if not moving to tomorrow. Thank you. That's important as well, but coordinate with Hartman. Again, we just have to do this live on air. We're doing so much here. Things are moving so quickly that I don't want to say I'm overwhelmed or trying to drink Lake Superior through a pixie straw, through a Dixie straw, one of those straws you stir coffee with. And I don't want to say I have mixed feelings about everything that's happening. It's more of just so many points, so many pieces of data, so many revelations, so many understandings coming so fast, and so many integrated systems of analysis as I totally immerse myself in this, that it just makes my head spin. Know this. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All that is needed is the right crises, and the people will relinquish their rights and liberties to a new world order. That, of course, is a quote from David Rockefeller. And that is the point we're now reaching. We're at jump point into total world tyranny, total eugenics, that will make Hitler, Stalin, and Mao all rolled up together look like a cakewalk, a tea party, a Sunday school meeting. And everybody needs to be praying, needs to be repenting, needs to be getting right with God, and needs to be getting the word out like our lives depend on it.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 21st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $999.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,027.34, $513.67 for a half ounce, or $256.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,027.34, $513.67, and $256.84.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources with an exciting announcement. Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m., two of the most influential representatives in Congress, Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann, are putting on the Student Town Hall meeting, free to the public, at Northrop Auditorium University campus. The topics of this rare event will be monetary reform, limited government, and free market economy. Don't miss this powerful gathering. Again, dates for this event is Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m., Northrop U of M campus, or go to www.MidasResources.com for more information.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Gentlemen, it is a complete war room in here. We're going to open the phones up in the next segment and just get callers' response to everything that's happening, everything that's going on. Separately, there's a lot happening in telecommunications and with the internet. ICANN is basically discussing the private / government consortium that controls the internet and the issuance of domain names. is openly discussing just turning it all over to the Pentagon. The FCC is having three meetings with public hearings, one of them ending in the next 30 minutes in Austin, Texas. FCC announces initial broadband field hearings where they are going to take over the entire broadband spectrum and basically have government broadcast on it. It just gets more and more insane by the minute. The globalists are moving on every front. The dollar is falling to record lows. Commodities are exploding in prices. I have this Horowitz affidavit to the FBI dealing with the flu. It's like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. The cover of Newsweek is saying, kill old people. I mean, you know, I say I have this rush of different ideas and thoughts and feelings. It's we're being conditioned. We're being turned against each other. We're being trained to fight with each other. We're being trained to be balkanized. Meanwhile, this elite is just having their way with us out of one side of their mouth saying they don't want to restrict care for the old or handicapped or mentally ill or sick. But then all over the news, they push how good it is and how they want one-child policies and how they're going to tax everybody and $15 million fines at garage sales if you sell any recalled toy or product when no one has any idea what's been recalled over the last decade. The police all over the country are taking blood at warrantless checkpoints under federal grants. I mean, sucking blood without warrants. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And Gardasil admittedly is killing people. The flu shots, every time they give them every year, kill people and cause people to get really sick. It's eugenics. We know it's eugenics. We know they're killing us. And you can't get most of the police or people that serve the government to wake up. They think it's funny. It's not funny when the cover of Newsweek says the case for killing Granny. I mean, it's not funny anymore. And I say I have, again, not mixed feelings, a rush of feelings. I know I have to fight this. I want to fight this. My instincts, my soul, my heart want to fight it 110%. But at the same time, I'm sick of having to focus on it. And then I get a lot of anger towards the general public who won't focus on any of it. And that's why this has been allowed to get so bad. That's why things have gotten so out of control. Because the general public will do nothing to defend their liberty or freedom, nothing to study the scientific dictatorship that's been designed and built all around us. And then when we're here telling people the God's honest truth, some people in the general population laugh at us and think it's all funny. It's not funny. And I look at fake patriots like Glenn Beck up there fooling people and taking control of the tea parties and manipulating it and knowing he's a servant of the New World Order and knowing he's leading people into destruction and bondage and knowing it's a fraud. And then I ask, how can he know all of this and serve the evil? How do they get so many people to willfully destroy their own future and their own lives and to bring in this abomination of tyranny? Why do people love to serve darkness and serve evil? And I'm telling you, the feelings I had where I intellectually look at all the thousands of pieces of evidence and facts, the same feelings I had right before 9/11, I'm having those feelings at a level, an entire order of intensity greater, an entire magnitude higher. It is so intense, I can barely even do this radio show today. And at the core of my instincts, at the core of my intellectual analysis, at the core of who I am, it is an intense intellectual but also emotional gut understanding that the New World Order is preparing to strike. Israel is openly saying they're getting ready to hit Iran. Russia is giving the green light. This is off the charts. Prepare yourselves.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
Play a 7-minute clip of former Homeland Security Director Chertoff on C-SPAN last Friday. And in the space of just 10 minutes, because I've gone and watched the original full broadcast, every single caller called in to say 9/11 was an inside job. Military people, you name it. And Chertoff would just throw out the emotional disinformation of, oh, you're like Holocaust deniers, or you're crazy. And one caller, definitely responding 20 minutes with the president by Charlie Sheen, one caller points out that 6 of the 10 commission members, according to Washington Post, are saying the official story is a lie, a fraud, the commission was a lie, a criminal cover-up, a whitewash, and these are quotes. And Chertoff just says that's ridiculous. But the point is, there a mass awakening has happened. That is why the establishment is going to stage terror attacks or launch a new war against Iran or release a deadly flu or something else and say it's the flu. That's why they've got to move to bring in their total police state, and they need a crisis as the pretext or the cover for that. So it's the best of times, it's the worst of times, as has been said many times, in that the mass awakening is happening. And so the establishment, with their entire agenda stalling, they want their new bank of the world. They want their open borders. They want their government takeover of 20% of the economy with the health care. They want one-child policies. They want it all. They want it now. And they're not going to get it unless they're able to have crises. Now, there's pauses in this video that's been linked up throughout the weekend at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Playing the audio here. There's pauses in it where it has the text moments later. And it is moments later. It's making the point that call after 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 call is bringing up real facts to him. And they try to change the subject and go to more calls. Remember, 4 years ago, 84% of Americans believe the official story is a lie in a major New York Times poll. CNN poll from 3 years ago, 83% agreed with Charlie Sheen that 9/11 is a fraud. In that poll, remember that poll we cover in Terror Storm. There's a lot of other polls. They like to focus on one that says 37% believe the government carried out the attacks. But if you ask people if you believe there's a cover-up, 80-plus percent in every poll I've seen. But 37% believe the government carried out the attacks. That's the one the media always says. They always spin it and say, 30-plus percent believe the government is lying. No, in the poll of 37%, the scientific poll, that was asked, did you believe the government did it? And to take a phone call at your home from a pollster and to have the will and the courage to say, inside job, 36, 37%, that's just amazing. So let's go ahead and play Chertoff absolutely collapsing, the official story collapsing live on TV. Every caller, and they finally just quit taking calls when they normally take it for the full hour. They usually talk about 10 minutes and take 50 minutes of calls. It just collapsed. They just quit taking calls. Here it is.
Michael Chertoff, St. Petersburg, Florida. William, Independent Line. Hi.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
You mentioned the September 10th, 2001 mindset. That made me nervous, though I think it should be September 9th. I was wondering if the missing $2 trillion plus that Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld reported on September 10th, 2001, you know, where those trillions went. Did you all ever find it?
I have to say, I must have missed that news report about the missing trillions. I do know that in the run-up to September 11th, the 9/11 Commission looked back at what had been done and what hadn't been done, and I think they found the key problem was collecting information and fusing information so that we could get the best possible picture of the threat we faced. You know, in the Cold War, we worried about bombers and missiles attacking the United States, and that's why we had radar. In the war involving terrorists, we don't have radar that's going to detect bombs and missiles that are going to prevent attacks. What we have is intelligence and the ability to gather and analyze and integrate all that intelligence is the principal way in which we protect ourselves.
Your predecessor, Tom Ridge, and now Mark in Gwen, Michigan. You got your volume down, I know, and you can go ahead with your question for Secretary Chertoff.
Yes, hello, Mr. Chertoff.
Hello, Mark.
I wanted to let you know that I called the Department of Homeland Security and was trying to give them information. They connected me with the FBI, and as soon as I mentioned the wealthy elite, they cut me off. I called back the Department of Homeland Security and asked them. I'm trying to get the Department of Homeland Security some very important information. They connected me back to the FBI.
Mark, what is that important information? What is that important information?
That important information is called the wealthy elite. We have overwhelming evidence to prove that these people have taken control of the United States federal government. They are the ones that attacked us on 9/11.
So, Mr. Chertoff, if that man has information he wants to share, where would you recommend he send?
Well, I think they did the right thing. They sent him to the FBI. If someone wants to allege a crime or a threat, usually the FBI is the first respondent. And, you know, they have to evaluate whether they think there's any actual evidence to proceed. But normally the FBI is very responsive if there's a serious, you know, credible piece of information.
What's your general viewpoint about people who think the federal government was involved in 9/11?
I think that that's in the same category as Holocaust denial and those people who still aren't convinced that President Obama was born in Hawaii. It's kind of a out there conspiracy theory which does not warrant a lot of attention.
Mandy in New Orleans, you're on with Michael Chertoff. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you.
Would you please allow me a follow-up, because I know predictably what this man will answer to my questions. Mr. Chernoff, please do not feign ignorance on this, because if I can find this out, certainly you know it. Recently, 6 of the 10 9/11 commissioners have stated publicly that the 9/11 commission was hogwash, that it was set up to fail, and it was a whitewash. Recently, Bethlehem Publications, 9 scientists that were given debris from the World Trade Centers have found evidence of nanothermite, a high-grade military explosive.
Okay, Mandy, thank you. We're going to leave it there because we know where you're going. Mr. Chertoff, you've addressed that question.
Yeah, this crops up from time to time, and it has been looked at thoroughly by everybody. Frankly, you have people who witnessed the planes going into the buildings. I mean, it's I have to say, it's like Holocaust denial and the people who believe the president was not born in Hawaii. It's just a myth.
Orlando, Florida. Nelson, Democrat. Hi. Whoop. Nelson is gone, it appears, and we will move on to Hayesville, Georgia. Clyde, Independent.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Mr. Chertoff.
Morning.
excuse me, I have 33 years in the military, 5 years working for the Department of Defense, and to this day I still see the cover-up on 9/11. We know that Able Danger, which infiltrated the terrorist activities, had photographs of the terrorists, had knew that they had a plan to attack targets, and a report went forward set on either Clinton's desk, I believe it was 98-99, or Jamie Gorelick's desk, and it was never acted on.
You write in your book about call this a generational challenge. Mm-hmm. Unquestionably, the threats we face constitute a generational challenge to our nation. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that the 21st century is a different kind of warfare than the 20th century. 20th century, we were used to having massed armies. You know, the enemy came over the hill. You could see the cloud of dust. People wore uniforms, and there were a set of rules and principles that were very clear. 21st century is different. The enemy is networked. The line between the military and the criminal has really been obliterated. We have to use a combination of defense and law enforcement. We can't choose one or the other. So we're facing a new kind of warfare. It's unfortunately leveraged by the technological revolution, which means that a smaller and smaller number of people can do more and more damage, as we saw on 9/11. And that means we have to completely retool and reconfigure our strategy and our menu of options in dealing with this kind of threat. We can't afford to have boxes and silos anymore. We have to have an open architecture for how we deal with this new, very, very dangerous challenge.
And do you think the way the intelligence community is organized today is better than it was?
It's clearly,
and have we gotten to that point where we're sharing?
Peter, it's clearly better, and there is more sharing, but it's not completely where it needs to be. And I'd say there are a couple of areas where that's true. One is we still tend to view what goes on overseas and what goes on over here as two separate domains. And the fact of the matter is, particularly with the Internet, you can't draw that distinction. So we have to have a more seamless intelligence capability. The second thing is our legal principles have not kept up with the new challenges. One of the problems I think we faced right after 9/11 is rules had been written for dealing with foreign intelligence and how we surveil it back in the days of, we were worried about the Soviet Union or other countries. And while we still have concerns about nation states, the issue of terrorism is now equal in importance. And we didn't have a legal model that helped us deal with that. So one of the things I think Congress hasn't done and needs to do is to actually sit down and think through in a bipartisan way, what is the legal architecture we need to deal with this 21st century challenge?
Okay, let's break down what Chertoff was just saying there. Number one, he laughed and said, I never heard of $2 trillion missing, even though there were congressional hearings about it, and it was in the Associated Press and the Oregonian. That's just two articles I'm throwing out there that I have memorized. There were many others. Now, it was over $4 trillion. It was over $4 trillion in 2007. I've never seen another hearing on it. I have never heard about it in the media since then. At $4 trillion. At $4 trillion, to be technical, it was 3.9 something. So right at $4 trillion, and you say, how can that happen? It was all the pension funds. It was all the veterans funds. All the funds to pay for the VAs. Obama did propose 8 months ago. He proposed a month into office, remember? And we had the head of the American Legion on, and it was national news. He proposed in a meeting with him making veterans pay for their own insurance and taking money out of their paychecks. That's what's going to happen to all Americans if they have their way. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they're on the cover of Newsweek saying the case for killing Granny. That's the cover. That's what they're doing. Tom Daschle wrote a book saying restrict care to handicaps and the old and people with pre-existing conditions. And then every time we point out their own writings, they call us conspiracy theorists. It's a psychological warfare technique. So we're arguing all day on whether it exists or not while their agenda and the legislation goes forward. That's a tactic. It's a military tactic. Then he goes on to say, well, we have a new shadowy enemy we can't really beat, and a shadowy enemy that makes everybody basically a potential terrorist. And that's what they want. That's why they love the flu. It makes everybody a potential carrier of the flu, so everybody loses their rights. And now the police have to take your blood without warrants under federal grants. It's all about getting rid of the Bill of Rights in your face. But the bigger issue here is their 9/11 fraud is collapsing. And it's been completely re-energized thanks to Charlie Sheen and thanks to all of you, the activists, and 20 Minutes with the President. That has been conservatively read by tens of millions worldwide, millions and millions and millions in the U.S., hundreds of newspapers linked to the 20 Minutes with the President at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Major magazines have been calling us in the last week wanting to run it in upcoming issues. It is really a huge story, and I want to commend Charlie for his courage. Now, I'm going to start taking your calls. Dr. Horowitz will be with us for a full hour coming up in about 45 minutes. From the bottom of the next hour to the bottom of the third hour. So stay with us for that. Dr. Lynn Horowitz files pandemic charges with FBI in New York City. His affidavit is posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Let's go to Bob in Pennsylvania. Bob, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy. Yes, I am.
I always wanted to ask you this one question. It's kind of unrelated. But where do you come down on that William Grier driver shot the president thing?
I think it's absolute baloney. I've talked to the eyewitnesses. I've blown up the video of it. It just isn't true.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bob, I appreciate your call. We've got major flu pandemic level 6 declared. We've got open discussions of 379,000 regular Army and Marine Corps troops they want to put on the streets of America. And, we have open phones here. It's just that I've been making a JFK film for almost 4 years now. And it's so deep, and I try to get my facts so right that I haven't even released it or finished it because the subject is so huge. But the police, the witnesses, the citizens saw shots being fired from the grassy knoll. There's even photos of the poofs of gunpowder smoke. We always knew that E. Howard Hunt, top CIA black ops commander, Ethan Hunt, is what the Mission Impossible character is named after. He did a deathbed confession on video and audio to his son, and there was no shooter in the car. But the government killed Kennedy. There's no doubt about that. But instead, everybody obsesses over whether it was the Secret Service driver. No, they wouldn't do it that way right out in front of everybody. Okay? The car was shot full of holes. That's why they took the limousine and had it chopped up and rebuilt. Kathy in New Orleans, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is Kathy, and I met you along with Gary King about a year ago. He has Patriot Radio in New Orleans. We were very just astonished at everything that's going on, and I help him with the research. And we are on fire down here. I mean, we're on the radio talk show. We put signs up. We tell everybody what's going on. I was able to speak to Dr. Rima Labo about a week ago, and I was actually asking her, a person, a question about health. with my little granddaughter who is having learning difficulties, and she was counseling me on the right way to eat. And all of a sudden,
don't eat any processed foods. The red dyes, the blue dyes, the yellow dyes in 50 plus year old studies are drugs. And that's what's causing most of the kids to bounce off the walls. That's why a lot of these dyes have been removed from the market. Just the processed sugar and dyes alone and the mercury that's in half or more of the corn syrup products is what's causing it.
Right. Well, what happened was...
Is that what Dr. Labo, medical doctor, said?
Yes. Yes, she did. And at the end of the conversation, this was on the 15th, the night of the 15th, and I was able to talk to her through the Patriot Radio Show, and she said, Kathy, it's too late. The kids are being inoculated in 1.5 weeks. And, Alice, I have been hysterical for the last... I pray every day. I give people...
Stay there. That's because in your spirit, you know they're moving against us.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, is just another word for nothing left to lose. And that's where I'm at in my life. I just want to defend innocent people. I want to defend little children. I love goodness. I love beauty. I love watching a fat squirrel sit out on a picnic table and eat walnuts. I just want to go live out in the country and just watch the clouds go by. Crank it up. But I got to tell you, we can't do that. We got to fight the New World Order. When we start caring about liberty and freedom instead of sports and fashion, we're going to turn this society around. Let's go ahead and go back to Kathy. Kathy, the good news is they tried to launch a forced inoculation of smallpox in 2002, 2003. It failed. 99.9%, according to the LA Times, refused it, of 14 million first responders. They're trying it again, and I pray it's going to fail. It looks like the hoax is faltering, but it looks like they're still going ahead with it. But the momentum and the resistance is mounting. So, yes, I am on the edge of my seat. I can't even sleep. I mean, I got home last night at 2 in the morning working on Fall of the Republic, finishing it, finishing a few articles we're adding, a few pieces of music we're smoothing out. And I got in bed, and the baby didn't feel good, so I got up and took care of the baby some, which was fine because I wasn't even couldn't sleep. And then I rolled around all night and watched the sun come up out the window. And I just can't believe the decision humanity's made collectively to be enslaved and to be exterminated and to let a Hitlerian system take over. And all you fools out there that make jokes about this stuff and laugh about it, I wish you knew the truth. Because if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't be laughing. I'll assure you of that. If you knew what I knew, you wouldn't be giggling and snickering about this. I will assure you. Because it takes every bit of manhood and honor and strength I've got not to take my family and haul ass out of this country to some third world place in the middle of nowhere. It takes every bit of will I've got not to follow my instincts and haul ass. Every time I look at my children. Finishing up with Kathy in New Orleans. Kathy?
What I do is I tell everybody, get a box of food, get water, have a plan, a hiding place. And they think I'm crazy. My daughter, with my beautiful little granddaughter, she thinks I'm crazy, Alex. We saw soldiers in full gear driving up and down Canal Street yesterday. I go around and I tell people in the grocery store, God told me to tell you this. I go in the bank, God told me to tell you this. I mean, I feel sickened. I mean, I have a rash. I'm so on edge. I'm trying.
Kathy, give it to God. Just say, God, I'm going to do my best job I can, and I know that's not enough, but you're going to take me the rest of the way. It's just like jumping from one cliff to another. You know you can't make it, but you're going to ask God to get you across, and just turn it over to God. But know this. They may not even launch the big one this time, and then next time people won't take it serious when we warn them. This is psychological warfare. This is done by design. I understand how you're feeling. I'm the same way, and I've just got to, during the last break, I had to just say to God, I'm giving it to you. It's in your hands. I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to be as honorable as I possibly can in this fleshly body. And it's up to you. I'm doing what the boss upstairs has to say, and that's the end of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.